Welcome back to Meteorology Matters, everyone. Get ready, because we have a weather pattern coming up this week that's going to impact just about the entire U.S.
Yeah, we're going to see a mix of some extreme weather from coast to coast, pretty much everything from severe thunderstorms and maybe some tornadoes to blizzards, and we've even got critical fire weather conditions.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a busy week for all of us weather enthusiasts, so let's break it down and make sure you know what's heading your way. And hey, if you want more weather insights throughout the week, don't forget to follow meteorologist Rob Jones.
That's right.
You can find him on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist. So let's start with the main event. We've got this massive storm system developing, a real cross-country kind of a behemoth that's going to make its presence known from the Pacific coast all the way to the Atlantic. It's expected to hit the Pacific coast first on Wednesday and then begin its eastward journey, dragging all sorts of wild weather along with it. And we're not talking about just a little rain shower here. This storm has the potential to be one of the strongest we've seen in a while, especially in terms of low pressure. You know, that low pressure is often a sign that things are about to get intense. It means we could be looking at power outages, travel disruptions, and a whole host of dangers from the various weather hazards it's bringing.
Right. And what's interesting here is how quickly this storm is intensifying. That rapid intensification is something we're seeing more and more of these days. And it makes it even trickier for us meteorologists to provide accurate warnings. So folks, pay attention to your local forecasts, because things could change quickly with this one.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics of what this storm has in store, starting with the West Coast.
Yeah.
What can people in California and the surrounding areas expect?
Well, the coastal regions of California are going to get hit with a ton of rain. We're talking potential flash flooding and debris flows, especially in areas that have recently been impacted by wildfires. Those burn scars are really vulnerable to flooding and landslides, so people in those areas need to be extra cautious.
And while the coast is dealing with all that rain, what's happening up in the mountains?
Yeah, the Sierra Nevada mountains are in for a big snowstorm. We're forecasting 2 to 4 feet of snow up there, which could significantly impact travel, especially over mountain passes. And to add to the fun, the storm is also bringing strong winds to the west, with gusts potentially reaching 40 to 70 miles per hour. So if you're in the west, batten down the hatches and get ready for a wild ride.
Wow, that's quite a 1-2 punch for the West Coast. All right, so this storm is churning its way eastward. What's next on its agenda?
Well, as the storm moves into the central U.S., it's going to trigger a significant risk of severe thunderstorms from Friday through Saturday. We're talking about an area of almost 500,000 square miles stretching all the way from Texas to the Dakotas.
500,000 square miles. That's a huge chunk of the country. What kind of severe weather are we talking about specifically?
We're looking at the potential for a tornado outbreak across a wide swath of the central U.S. from the Gulf Coast up to the Midwest. A tornado outbreak is when you have multiple tornadoes forming in a relatively short period of time over a pretty concentrated area. It's a really dangerous situation because it can really overwhelm emergency response efforts.
Oh, wow. That's definitely concerning.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think of tornadoes as a springtime phenomenon, but it sounds like we need to take this threat seriously, even though it's March.
Absolutely. And it's not just tornadoes we have to worry about. We're also forecasting widespread damaging winds, potentially reaching 65 to 75 miles per hour, with gusts possibly hitting 100 miles per hour. And on top of that, we could see large hail and flash flooding.
So it's sounding like a real meteorological mess for the central U.S. This storm isn't pulling any punches.
Nope, it's bringing the full arsenal of severe weather hazards. And you know, one thing that really stands out to me is that we're seeing this potential for severe weather right on the heels of some unusually warm temperatures across much of the central and eastern U.S.
Wait, hold on, blizzards. In spring, this is sounding more and more like a meteorological roller coaster. You're telling me we're going from record highs straight into blizzard conditions.
Yeah, it might sound strange, but that's exactly what we're looking at. This storm system is really packing a punch on multiple fronts. The Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, and even parts of Minnesota are at the highest risk for blizzard conditions. We're talking heavy snow combined with high winds, creating whiteout conditions that will make travel very dangerous.
So if anyone was planning a road trip through the plains this weekend, maybe it's time to reconsider those plans, or at least be prepared for some major delays and hazardous raid conditions.
Good advice. However, there's a silver lining to this snowstorm. It's going to bring some much-needed moisture to this drought-stricken region. So while disruptive in the short term, this snow will ultimately benefit the plains in the long run. And while the plains are getting buried in snow, the Southwest is facing a completely different but equally dangerous threat: wildfires.
Oh, wow. So we've got flooding, blizzards, tornadoes. This storm really does seem to have it all, and not in a good way. I'm getting concerned for anyone in its path. What's causing the fire risk in the Southwest if they're not getting rain?
Good question. The Southwest won't see much, if any, rain from this system, but they will be facing an elevated risk of wildfires due to low humidity and high winds. Western and central Texas, southeast Arizona, and southern New Mexico are the areas at the highest risk. Those winds can quickly spread fires through the dry vegetation out there, making them incredibly difficult to contain.
And it sounds like we can't forget about the dust storms that impacted the region last week. Is it possible we could see a repeat of those conditions with this storm system?
It's definitely something to watch out for. Now, as we wrap up the week, this massive storm system will finally reach the Atlantic coast by Sunday, impacting major cities along the I-95 corridor, including Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, and Boston.
So no part of the country is escaping this storm's wrath.
Pretty much. While there's still some uncertainty about the specific impacts on the East Coast, it's safe to say they could see some severe weather, including damaging winds and even isolated tornadoes. It really does seem like this is shaping up to be an unprecedented weather event.
It certainly does. But before we dive into the weekend's severe weather, there's another twist. Unseasonably warm temperatures are expected across much of the central and eastern U.S. ahead of the storm.
Yeah, it's a strange combination, but that's what we're looking at. Cities like Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis could see record highs. And down in southern Texas, temperatures could soar into the triple digits.
Wow, talk about a temperature whiplash. Record-breaking warmth followed by severe weather. Is this a sign of the times, do you think?
That's a great question, and one that a lot of people are asking. Is this just a fluke, or are we seeing a pattern of increasing weather volatility? It's definitely something to ponder as we watch this storm unfold.
I think you're right. It's definitely food for thought. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here. Can you give us a quick recap of what we've learned so far?
Absolutely. We've got this massive storm system, a real powerhouse that's going to impact every region of the U.S., bringing with it a whole smorgasbord of weather hazards.
Yeah, from heavy rain and potential flooding on the West Coast to severe thunderstorms and tornadoes in the central, U.S. blizzards in the plains and wildfires in the Southwest, this storm seems to be hitting us with everything it's got. And don't forget the record-breaking warmth ahead of the storm, adding another layer of complexity to this whole meteorological mess.
Yeah, it's a truly remarkable and somewhat alarming event. This unusual pattern of record warmth immediately followed by a severe weather outbreak really highlights the kind of weather volatility we're increasingly seeing. It's like the atmosphere is on a seesaw swinging from one extreme to the other.
It's definitely making me wonder if this is just a taste of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have to get used to these kinds of weather whiplash events?
Well, you're not alone in thinking that. Scientists have been warning about the potential for more extreme weather events as the climate changes. And while it's difficult to directly link any single event to climate change, the overall trend is clear. We're seeing more intense storms, more frequent heat waves, and more prolonged droughts.
But haven't there always been extreme weather events? How do we know this isn't just natural variability?
That's a great question. It's true that weather has always been variable, but what we're seeing now is a shift in the intensity and frequency of these events. Think of it like this. The overall energy in the atmosphere is increasing, and that can lead to more amplified weather events, both hot and cold, wet and dry.
So it's not just that the average temperature is rising, it's also about how that extra energy gets distributed, leading to more intense swings in weather patterns.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing these seemingly contradictory events happening closer together, record-breaking heat waves followed by massive snowstorms or prolonged droughts, punctuated by sudden intense flooding.
It's almost like the atmosphere is trying to find a new equilibrium, but is doing so in a rather chaotic way. So is this just a glimpse of what the future holds? Are we in for a wild ride from here on out?
It's hard to say for sure, but the science suggests that yes, we should expect to see more of these types of events in the future. As the Earth's atmosphere continues to warm, it holds more moisture, which can lead to heavier rainfall and more intense storms. And warmer temperatures also create conditions that are more favorable for wildfires.
So what can we do about it? Is there any way to mitigate these risks?
There are certainly things we can do both individually and collectively. On an individual level, we can make choices that reduce our carbon footprint, such as driving less, using energy-efficient appliances, and eating less meat. And collectively, we need to advocate for policies that promote clean energy and reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Those are all great points. It's easy to feel helpless in the face of these huge global challenges, but it's important to remember that even small actions can make a difference.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps. And it's not just about mitigating the risks. It's also about adapting to the changes that are already happening. That means things like strengthening our infrastructure to withstand more extreme weather, developing early warning systems for natural disasters, and investing in drought-resistant crops.
Yes. All crucial steps. So while the forecast for this week might be a bit daunting, it's also an opportunity for us to reflect on the bigger picture and consider what we can do to protect ourselves and our planet.
Well said. Now let's go back to the specifics of this week's forecast. We've talked about the potential for severe weather in the central U.S., but it's worth emphasizing that not everyone in that region is going to experience the same level of risk. It's important to check your local forecasts and heed any warnings that are issued by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and local authorities.
Right. And remember, even if your area isn't directly in the path of the most severe weather, you could still experience heavy rain, strong winds, or hail. So it's always best to be prepared.
Exactly. Have a plan in place. Stock up on essential supplies like food, water, and batteries, and know where to go to seek shelter if needed.
And don't forget about your furry friends. Make sure they have a safe place to ride out the storm as well.
Good point. Now let's shift our focus to the plains where blizzard conditions are expected. This is going to be a major snowstorm with the potential for significant accumulations and whiteout conditions.
I can't even imagine trying to drive in those conditions.
It's definitely not something you want to do. If you live in the affected area, stay home if possible. And if you absolutely must travel, make sure your car is properly equipped for winter weather and let someone know your route and expected arrival time.
It's always better to err on the side of caution when it comes to winter storms.
Absolutely. Now, while the plains are bracing for a blizzard, the Southwest is facing a very different kind of threat: wildfires. The combination of low humidity, high winds, and dry vegetation creates a tinderbox-like situation, making it very easy for fires to start and spread rapidly.
It's scary to think about how quickly a wildfire can get out of control.
It is. And with these strong winds, even a small spark can quickly turn into a major blaze.
So what can people in the Southwest do to protect themselves from wildfires?
The most important thing is to be aware of the risk and take steps to prevent fires from starting in the first place. That means things like properly extinguishing cigarettes, avoiding using fireworks, and making sure any outdoor machinery has spark arrestors.
And if a fire does start, what should people do?
Evacuate immediately if ordered to do so by local authorities. Don't try to fight a wildfire on your own. It's simply too dangerous.
Those are good tips. It's important to have a plan in place for any type of natural disaster, whether it's a tornado, a blizzard, or a wildfire.
Exactly. And remember, we're here to help you stay informed and prepared. Be sure to check your local forecasts, follow us on social media, and don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions.
Now let's move on to the East Coast, where the storm is expected to arrive by Sunday.
The impacts on the East Coast are still a bit uncertain, but we know that the storm will bring rain and strong winds.
And there's also a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes.
Yes, it's possible, especially in the southeastern states. So even though the storm will have weakened by the time it reaches the East Coast, it's still important to be prepared for the possibility of strong winds, heavy rain, and even isolated tornadoes.
It sounds like this storm is really going to keep us on our toes all week long.
It certainly will. But by staying informed and prepared, we can all weather the storm safely.
Now, before we wrap up this episode, let's take a moment to appreciate the beauty and power of nature.
Even though storms can be destructive, they also play an important role in our planet's ecosystem.
They bring much-needed rain, help to regulate temperatures, and even create stunning displays of lightning and thunder.
It's a reminder that we're all part of something much bigger than ourselves.
And that we need to respect and protect the natural world, Bell said. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Meteorology Matters.
And remember to follow meteorologist Rob Jones for more in-depth weather analysis and updates.
You can find him on Instagram, Meteorologist, on TikTok, TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist.
Now, before we wrap up completely, let's circle back to something we touched on earlier. This unusual pattern of record warmth, immediately followed by a severe weather outbreak, it really highlights the kind of weather volatility we're increasingly seeing.
Yeah, it's like the atmosphere is on a seesaw, swinging from one extreme to the other.
And that's a trend that scientists have been observing for a while now. As the climate changes, we're seeing these shifts become more pronounced.
So it's not just that the average temperature is rising, it's also about how that extra energy gets distributed, leading to more intense swings in weather patterns.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing these seemingly contradictory events happening closer together. Record-breaking heat waves, followed by massive snowstorms or prolonged droughts, punctuated by sudden, intense flooding.
It's almost like the atmosphere is trying to find a new equilibrium, but it's doing so in a rather chaotic way.
That's a good analogy. And it's important to understand that these shifts in weather patterns have real-world consequences. They can impact everything from agriculture and infrastructure to human health and safety.
So while it might be tempting to simply marvel at the sheer power of nature, we also need to recognize that these events are a wake-up call.
They're a reminder that we need to take action to mitigate climate change and adapt to the changes that are already happening. We can't just sit back and wait for things to get worse.
We need to make changes on both individual and societal levels to reduce our carbon footprint, invest in renewable energy, and strengthen our resilience to extreme weather events.
Absolutely. And it's not just about protecting ourselves, it's also about preserving the planet for future generations.
So as we wrap up this episode of Meteorology Matters, let's leave our listeners with a challenge.
Think about what you can do in your own life to make a difference. Every small action counts. And remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay prepared, and stay engaged.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, stay safe and weather aware.